Welcome to Smart Marks Podcast.
Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast. Your weekly look into all things professional wrestling. No matter if it happens in a square circle, an Aztec temple, or a six-sided ring. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy.
All right, everybody. It is Thursday, December 22nd. It's Thursday when they listen to this. That's the way I'm going to start announcing this. All right. I'm trying to get my New Year's resolution is to be a better host here. Don't fucking judge
me. You do a great job as a host. I don't know how you can improve upon yourself.
But you could always be better. All right.
Hey, we're actually sitting across from each other.
We are.
Holy shit. It's
been like reunited and it feels so
good. It's been like 2 weeks. More than 2 weeks.
It's been like a month almost, maybe.
Because we did a remote last week, mm-hmm. and I missed the week before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, wow. About 3 weeks, yeah.
Wow.
It's good to How be are
back.
You, sir?
It's good to be back. It's good to be back in the studio.
It is,
you got
it?
You got a new dog?
I did.
That's pretty awesome.
Life has changed. I've moved on from you.
Oh.
See, then I'm back to you.
I leave for 3 weeks.
And I replace you with something just as hairy.
He has more hair than me, actually. I wish I had that much hair.
Fuck, right?
I would take that much hair if it meant that much was on my head.
Right?
I would just like love to be that furry.
Yeah, that was my wife's Christmas present.
Oh, that's awesome. He's an amazing, cool dog.
What's horse shit? She knows she got it early. She knows what she got for Christmas. I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
And you still have to
and
get
I'm
her something
still
else.
Not fucking. No, I do. Oh, you don't. Okay. Anyway, but I know what I'm getting, and you know how I know what I'm getting? Because being a smartass.
Did you get the Amazon gift?
Well, what my wife and I do when we buy for the kids is we add a bunch of stuff to an Amazon cart.
Yeah.
And then we eliminate it from the cart, and then we have, okay, this is what we're going to have. Click buy, we're done. So she's at work adding stuff on Amazon. I'm at work adding stuff on Amazon. And just being a smart ass, I was like, I'm going to throw Final Fantasy 15 and a 2 terabyte hard drive in here for my Xbox.
Yeah.
Just to be a smart ass, I'm going to throw both of these in here. Fucking bought them both.
they disappeared out of the
cart.
And
she knows I got them.
Yeah.
And
you get to
I'm like, seriously, like, I know this is what we're having.
Do you get the confirmations on your phone?
Fuck yes. Yeah. Of course. So she knows that I know. She's known all along that I know. She's like, I'm still going to wrap it and give it to you. And then I start watching Xavier Woods play. And I'm like, fuck, I want to play this even more. My good friend of mine's playing. I'm like, God, I want to play this even more.
Yeah.
I'm out of room on my Xbox. Like, my son and I, we went and watched Rogue One. And you were there.
Yeah.
And
we were there.
But there's a Rogue One DLC pack.
I was about to ask you, did you like it?
Right. There's a DLC pack for Battlefront.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play that. I could delete like 3 games off just to play the shit because I can't get it. But no, she's got a fucking dog. She knows. And I'm stuck waiting for 3 more days. I'm impatient
as
shit.
I don't know if you know it. It's already here at the house, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to like slip the disc out.
Just. Slip the disc out.
Do it like they when they steal shit. Have you ever bought a fucking game or a DVD and there's been nothing in it?
Yes.
And they've like cut it with a razor blade and like carefully pulled it out.
Okay, so one time I bought a Cold CD. Remember Cold, that metal band?
Yes.
And so I bought the CD.
Remember the Crossfade song Cold?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I remember it.
You know, that was, oh, great. Now I can't even remember the movie. Oh, I remember what movie it was. They had all their songs on. They had a lot of Cold songs on, what's that shitty movie with Mandy Moore in it?
All of them?
Oh, the first one. The one where she dies.
Oh, I don't know.
Walk to Remember?
Yes.
Is that it? I had never seen that movie. And so it was playing maybe like, I feel like it was right before my son was born, and so me and my wife were watching it because one of our guilty pleasures is to watch really bad movies and laugh at it.
You must listen to How Did This Get Made.
Oh, of course I do. And so I was watching that, and then they started playing Cold songs, and I'm like, you can't. I was like, you're shitting me. Like, they're playing Cold. And so my wife was like, how do you even know this band? And I'm like, I bought their CDs. I had the CD, so I had bought a Cold CD at Target. And when I got to the car, my old Mazda Protege, I went in there and I immediately opened the CD and I opened up the case and there was nothing in there. Not only was it supposed to be a CD, it was supposed to be a CD and a DVD and it didn't have either one of them.
Yep.
And so I went back into Target and I was like, I was just here and I bought this and they didn't believe me. So I had to buy it again.
Wow.
They thought I just was like bullshitting them.
You're welcome, Cold.
Yeah, so you're welcome, Cold. That CD sucked, by the way.
I would, from now on, after that, I would just open everything in the store.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. It's like, once you buy it, just open it there, especially if it's like a DVD or a
CD. See, there's WWE Superstars confirmed for Let's Make a Deal.
No, that is awesome. When is it gonna show?
Let's see. WWE has officially announced. I saw this, like a clip of it someone shared on Twitter. But WWE has officially announced that Friday's episode of Let's Make a Deal will feature the New Day.
Awesome. I have Friday off.
Yep. There you go. Don't miss the New Day on Let's Make a Deal December 23rd.
That is going to be amazing. I have Friday off.
That would be so cool.
I don't get very many days off. And then Christmas, of course, is going to happen on the weekend. So we're sitting there and trying to figure out what we're going to do as far as, you know, what days we're taking off. And we're just like, let's just take Friday off. And I'm like, okay, that's cool with me. That is awesome. I'm excited to stay home and watch New Day.
So I have to work on Christmas Eve.
Oh, but
I got a 3-day weekend.
There you go.
So I guess I can't complain too much.
No.
We're trying to figure out what to do on Christmas Eve at work. And we're like, we should totally have a potluck. There's 4 of us at work there. It's going to be the shittiest potluck ever. So I think we're just chipping in for pizza instead.
Like chips and
everyone brings drinks.
Everybody. I got plates.
And one side. Who's bringing plates? Or someone brought sides. Someone brings plates. One person gets drinks. Someone gets napkins. And there's everybody no food.
You just bring one plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or shit. So I guess we're just ordering pizza.
You should combine with the flower store next to you.
Those people hate us. I know they do. They always like...
What an odd combo.
A cell phone store and a flower shop?
And then the flower shop right next to each other.
Well, they're always like cutting stuff or something. Like we hear like shit banging up against the wall constantly.
When I was there, I heard stuff banging against the wall.
And when there's no one in the store, I get really loud.
And I was just thinking like, they film porno next door? I want in on that.
You should see customers are like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, nah, it's fine. It's just the ghost, man. They believe it all the time. So
it's the ghost of regional cell phone past.
It's a fucking Nokia that someone's throwing up against the wall.
Nokia brick.
So we had a pay-per-view that happened.
Oh yeah, we totally had a pay-per-view that happened.
Oh, I'm sorry, you have a fucking agenda. Let's
no,
go
no.
by this agenda.
Actually, no. Let's do the pay-per-view because where's it at?
Whatever. What effort then?
We'll do Roblox because we ended on Roblox last week. We'll start with Roblox on this week.
Let's do this.
Pre-show.
It was the end of the line last week.
Oh my gosh. Main card. We'll run down the whole matches. Who cares? Rusev defeated Big Cass. Cesaro and Sheamus defeated the New Day, become the new tag team champion. Sami Zayn lasted 10 minutes against Braun Strowman. Seth Rollins defeats Chris Jericho. Rich Swann defeated the Brian Kendrick and TJ Perkins to retain his Cruiserweight Championship match. Charlotte emerges victorious once again on a pay-per-view. She is the new 4-time women's champion.
Is she 14-0 or 15-0? At pay-per-views.
I think it's 15-0 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin Owens defeated Roman Reigns by disqualification to retain his Universal Championship. Overall, I put out a poll, asked our listeners what they thought of the show. And surprisingly, 52% did not like the show. 48%, I mean, granted it was close, but really it should never be that close.
Right.
You should usually be like 70-30 at least, you know, as far as being favorable. So, I mean, a lot of people were like really iffy on this pay-per-view. I think a lot of the feedback I got was that It felt like another Raw episode.
The ending, I think. Well, what most people remember about anything, and we all have short attention spans, apparently, and our memories suck because we always remember the last thing that we see. People get hung up on that end, on that pay-per-view. I don't know that that was, I mean, it was such a weird
personally,
end.
Personally, did you like the ending?
Not yet. Like, yes, I liked the ending, but I didn't like the way it played out. Like, Jericho hitting him with the
Codebreaker,
and then just like standing there real weird and handing it to him. It was very disjointed and kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the screw job finish. I've always been okay with that because it furthers the stories along. But this one was just weird.
Yeah.
It was an odd choice.
It was a little. I was okay with what happened and everything. It was just kind of a little dragged out. Like,
I did
it
not
just kept going and you're just like.
I did not enjoy Seth Rollins and Jericho.
That match was a little...
It was a little stale, right? Like, it was a match that felt like a para... Like, you know, a match you would see on Raw. It was just kind of apparent.
It is a match we've seen on
Raw.
So
this is an overhyped Raw, is really what it was.
Yeah.
Aside from the matches I enjoyed the most, the tag team match was great, and the women's match was great. Now, that being said, the women's match was great, but it is not what I expected out of a women's Iron Man match.
Yeah.
Especially being that I watched Bayley and Sasha in 2 Iron Man matches.
Yeah, this did not. I mean, it was a good match, but it did not hold a candle.
It was a little weird. At 20 minutes in, we haven't had a fall yet.
I'm like,
seriously? We're this far in and we have not had a fall yet. I don't like that booking. I kind of liked the shootout bookings that we would normally get in those. like a rock bottom here, pin, pedigree here, something pin. Fast, like, it just goes back and forth a little bit and then draw it up. Like even a roll up, just a surprise roll up to get a pin real quick. I don't know. There should have been a middle ground between there. We don't want to go overboard on how many pins they get or how many.
Yeah, you don't want it to be like 32 to 11.
But we don't want to go 20 minutes in without having one either.
You don't want it to be like when we played SmackDown versus Raw and you're like playing against the computer.
Like 37 to 2.
37 to 2, exactly. you're stuck in an hour match.
It just, I don't know, man. Like, I enjoyed it. I'd give the whole pay-per-view about a B overall.
I give it a B minus.
But it just, the tag team match was great. The Sami Zayn Braun Strowman was, I mean, it was there. The Cruiserweight match was great. I love the Cruiserweight match. And Jesus Christ, Hill Neville is amazing.
Yes.
Like, I this is such a breath of fresh air for the Cruiserweights and Raw in general. Heel Neville is great. Like, he was the heel that we did not know we needed.
Yeah. And he just comes out so mean looking.
Yeah, right? Like, and that weird haircut that he's got now.
Yeah, like shaved on the sides.
Yeah. Kim's all, I don't like that. My wife hated it.
You're like, you're supposed to not
like
it.
Fuck, but you hate him, right?
Yeah.
He works so great as a heel.
No, it's. I wonder if he's still going to use the Red Arrow.
He needs to be like the Goldberg of the Cruiserweights.
I missed 205 Live this week.
So did I.
So I don't know if he used it or not, but I would like to see a non-aerial finisher
right
for heel Neville, more like of a power move, because the dude is, he's strong.
So I said, you could have him as strong as he is and as jacked as he is for that size. You could have him essentially come in there and dominate and be like the Goldberg of the Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
That, I mean, God, that would be so great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to what they're doing. I mean, you got Neville and you got, you know, Austin Aries going to show up in the Cruiserweight division.
I love the way he keeps teasing it. I love that they're bringing him on Raw now.
Yeah.
As a commentator.
Yeah.
That's a great move.
It's smart.
They started it with the pay-per-view. They had him on at Roadblock.
On the pre-show.
Yep. Yeah. No, not even pre-show.
Was he on during the main
Whenever
show?
Whenever the Cruiserweight match came on,
that
they got rid of Saxon.
Right.
And
yeah,
they brought
that
on.
Is right. That is right.
Totally. I think it's funny that they shit-canned Saxon for it. Because he's just, they bash Saxon so bad.
All they shows bash Saxon.
They were bashing him on NXT really well,
yeah, they
too.
Bashed him last week.
Yeah, with, hilarious. Oh, who's the new commentator on there? I can't remember his name. He's been
Percy
there before.
Watson.
Yes, Percy Watson. Even Percy was like, hey, I am not Saxton. I deserve respect. Just like talking trash back.
It was awesome. Overall, I mean, I'm not mad.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief? That's who it is?
Yeah. I'm not upset with Roblox. I mean, I'm surprised by some of the match outcomes, especially Sasha and Charlotte. I feel like...
Well...
I'm okay with it going between both of them two. I like the fact that it's just like no one can really get the upper hand against each other.
Yeah.
But now for the fact that Sasha is left without a rematch clause because this was the match to end it all.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
And so just to kind of like they knew, WWE knew like they can only push it so far. So that's why they ended the feud where it's at now. And a lot of fans are like, oh, now you can't end it like this. But they were clamoring for it to end.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again eventually. Charlotte's going to run through the ranks again.
Right.
I feel like I don't see her losing the title anytime soon unless it's to Bayley at Mania.
Right.
But I feel like a Bayley Sasha match would probably be way higher up on the chart than Charlotte and Bayley because I feel like a heel Bayley or a heel Sasha
right
would be great.
Well, here's the thing. Sasha's their number 2 babyface in the women's division in Vince's eyes. He's not sold on Sasha. And this is all words coming from people backstage.
Obviously, Charlotte's dropping the title.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Charlotte's your number one heel. They see a better money investment in a Bayley Charlotte feud at Mania because Bayley sells a ton of merchandise. So the word is that he had them pull the title from Sasha to replace it with Bayley so they could, you know, capitalize off of that leading into Mania. Now, this feud's going to be great. I love the way that Charlotte's already starting it by saying that I'm number one in the four horsewomen. I'm the first name on there. You're always 4 out of 4. And saying that she was the B-tier player in the four horsewomen. That's going to go pretty far to set up a rivalry, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're right. I love Sasha and Bayley, but I almost worry that it's too fresh in our minds from NXT to rehash right now. So I can see why we're going with Charlotte. Give it till next year. Ah, there's a Nokia on your screen.
Did you see that? Yeah.
That's great. I think give it till next year. We'll probably see that.
You're right. I think
or a little bit later.
I think they're going to do a Charlotte Bayley because right now they're building Bayley up as like that next contender.
And can you imagine seeing her WrestleMania entrance with 1,000 wacky waving or inflatable arms, a giant
100 foot tall one. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah,
so you know they're gonna go over the top for it at WrestleMania. It's gonna be interesting. I like the idea of Nia Jax going out there and basically punking her and saying, "Sasha, you're not the boss anymore." Yeah. That's gonna be a great rivalry right there.
Yeah,
we're not in a bad position. We need Sasha to basically. That being said, you know, Sasha's like the number two face, and that's only because Bayley is so over with younger fans. Sasha's basically the number two woman right now, period, on Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps by bringing her down a notch and letting her work with some of the other talent to build better programs. So I think we're in good hands. It's a little weird at first, but I think we're in great hands.
Yeah, I think we're going to do just fine. On top of that, we also had another interesting show happen.
Yeah.
It happened Thursday.
Yeah.
And it was a total nonstop deletion.
Delete.
Now, between two shows, which one did you enjoy more? You're thinking about it way too hard.
Yeah, because I had mixed feelings about Total Nonstop Deletion, believe it or not. I would say I probably enjoyed Total Nonstop Deletion more.
I have to agree with you.
But like halfway through it, it was just like, shit, seriously? Like, I don't know that I'm enjoying 2 hours of this. Like, I just got kind of, I don't know, jaded with it,
yeah.
Bored. And then the main event brought me back in. So
yeah.
It was around when we got Itchweed coming
Itchweed
out and
was
stuff.
A little much
it was
for
just
me.
Like, seriously.
I didn't really like Itchweed all that much, but I did enjoy Vanguard 1 challenging Sienna for the number one contendership.
That was funny.
I thought that was great. Thought that was really smart. Little innovative, creative.
King Maxwell defeating Rockstar Spud was hilarious.
Yes, that was great to kick off the show.
He got tased. That was so funny.
Yeah. On top of that, who else did we get? Oh, we had Eddie Edwards and Bobby Lashley in
hey,
no contest.
You're burying the lead here.
NXT?
No.
What is the lead?
Vanguard 1 oh, got Vanguard motorboated
oh,
by ODB.
Motorboated. it's on my iPad. The
pictures. Picture of it.
Yeah.
ODB motorboated. Or he motorboated ODB. So great.
Who motorboated who? Wait, it might be on my phone.
Because she shoved him into her boobies.
Oh, yeah. It is on my iPad, that one. I have the one where he got kicked out of the match and said, "This is BS AF." That's the one that I sent to you last week. I really enjoyed it. I liked all the cameos at the end of it.
I felt we could have had a little bit more cameos and a little more notable.
I think it was probably kind of hard to pull some good ones in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we got Hornswoggle in. We had the Rock and Roll Express.
That was really cool.
That was cool. We had a couple indie guys get their necks broken by Abyss and Crazy Steve.
Yeah, no. One indie guy got his neck broken, and then another one got his face smashed by a giant rock.
I like how the other guys were like, "Oh, he dead."
Yeah.
Oh, he dead.
They were just murdering people. The Bravado Brothers showed up. And then we got the return of Shane Helms in 3 Count.
Sugar
Shane Helms.
Sugar Shane Helms, yeah.
In 3 Count. And then we got the return of Hurricane Helms.
You're not Evan. You're not Shannon.
You're not Shannon. That was so great.
And then
they super kicked him.
And then he turned on
him. He turned on him.
Well, they super kicked him. He turned to Hurricane Helms, and then he turned on Andrew Everett and Trevor Lee. That was hilarious.
I love the spot where they bury the Helms dynasty, and then they turn and look at the camera with their shovels, and he says, "I guess the man with 3 H's isn't the only one burying young talent." So
and
good.
And they both get the thumbs up to the camera. Oh, my God. That was
so good.
It was great. It was a good show.
It was fun. It was definitely fun and enjoyable.
Lucha Underground's are in the Battle of the Bulls. It's a four-way.
Mm-hmm.
They're determining their number one contender, I guess. I'm starting to notice a pattern here. Lucha Underground is filmed way in advance.
Yep.
And I think WWE kind of tries to figure out what they're doing.
Yep.
Because they're doing the exact same thing with NXT.
Yep.
And so these shows have been taped since March.
Yep.
And NXT just did their Fatal 4-Way tournament to, and then they
determined
just had
the number one contender.
And tonight's going to be the
actual Fatal 4-Way match.
Battle of the Bulls on Lucha Underground.
So they're trying to mirror
it. And we just did the one on NXT today where, did you know who won?
No, I didn't see who won. Bobby Roode, yeah.
Glorious.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I was going to say I didn't see it, but I read it weeks ago.
I see what you're doing, NXT. I see what you're doing, WWE.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. They're definitely, if there's one show that they're definitely trying to emulate and are aware, not necessarily competition, but they definitely
are aware
are
they're there. I mean, they're trying to pull people from it. So,
So lastly, Jeremiah Crane defeated Dante Fox, Killshot Mariposa. Drago defeated Cobra Moon and then Cobra Moon's entourage of reptiles came out. That was some badass mask. I don't know who makes them. I have to talk about luchador masks. All of it, like, I feel like the past two years, mainly since Lucha Underground has come out, there's been an amazing evolution of luchador masks as far as like design and like the way they just look. Like before, they used to look, at one point they were all starting to look a little generic, you know, as far as all kind of looking
generico.
But exactly. But now they're hitting like on a whole new light. They're getting like more textures. They got depth to the materials. I'm totally digging it. And Lucha Underground, I think, is a big proponent as far as like promoting that. Like, I don't know. It's just cool to see like up to date, cooler stuff as far as that goes. So Lucha Underground is pretty awesome, and we should have some more great matches tonight. On top of that, I think that's pretty much all for Lucha Underground.
So they're definitely being copied.
Yeah, definitely being copied.
Yeah, that's a great.
PJ Black defeated Helico, Jack Evans, and Son of Havoc in the other Battle of the Bulls match. So that was actually very interesting to see.
So how did you enjoy Enzo's sensitivity training?
I thought it was good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I love the setup. I actually like the pairing of...
I'm sorry, how do you spell that name?
S-A-W-F-T. Like his... He just didn't tone it down. It was great.
No.
It was probably one of the best backstage segments. What did he say?
Take a chair? You know, take a seat?
And he's like, don't mind if I do.
And he picks up, and they're like, dude, no.
He was just so over the top, man.
He was like, calm down.
I'm here because I walked outside and showed everyone my Italian sausage. How you doing? It was so good.
I liked at the very end where he asked her out, and she's just like, unbelievable.
I like the pairing of Rusev and Jinder Mahal.
That's a good little team. I don't know if it's going to last, but
I like it, though.
I like the idea that maybe it will last. I think it'd be cool to... I like the idea of like grouping together foreigners.
Yeah.
Kicking them all out. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh!
You know, that's totally not me.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like, you know, foreigners coming together and like beating the crap out of
one of the best stories we ever had on a video game was when they ran that United Kingdom storyline.
I think we've talked about that like maybe 15? Once every 6 months.
Yes. It was so good though, man.
I think it was like 2K15
or 14.
Yeah. It was like a PS3 one.
Because it was Wade Barrett.
Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
Sheamus. William Regal.
Yes.
Maybe that was one more other guy.
No, that was it. That was those four,
And they all held the titles.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. That was and they brought the European Championship
Speaking
back.
Of UK.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. News. United Kingdom Championship was announced the morning of when the podcast dropped.
We always drop this podcast, and then on Friday, there's big announcements. Mm-hmm. Always.
Never fails.
So there's a UK Championship.
The same thing happened when we did 205 Live.
You know what the biggest thing about that is, and the biggest thing to take away from it, is Triple H saying that this championship is being made in order to set up a show produced strictly out of the UK by WWE. That's going to be pretty damn cool. We're going to get another hour or so of wrestling.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be like NXT, right? We can bet that it's probably going to be an hour long on the network, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm looking up the thing.
Nigel fucking McGuinness.
Yeah, newly signed Nigel McGuinness.
Nigel McGuinness is in WWE, guys.
This is going to be cool.
That belt is gorgeous.
So the inaugural champion will be crowned in a 16-man tournament over a two-day period on January 14th and 15th, which will all air exclusively on the WWE Network. I'm trying to find the participants here.
WWE. We need to just say it like that all the time.
Yeah, how do you feel about a New Day losing the championship?
I dig it and I don't dig it.
What do you not dig about?
I don't know. And the mark in me just wanted him to run forever with it. But, and I don't know. Part of me doesn't like that it's Sheamus and Cesaro that got it. We brought in two guys in the club that are supposed to be a dominant tag team. They, in my opinion, those should have probably been the two to put them over. Yeah. Or they should have put those two over.
Okay, I get the...
But I do like Sheamus and Cesaro's pairing, so I've got mixed feelings. I don't really agree that they gave new belts as soon as the New Day.
Neither did New Day. That's what I thought was really funny about it.
What?
Did you not see what they said? They're like, seriously? So Cesaro and Sheamus walk out.
Kofi brought it out. And
Kofi's like, wait. They gave you guys new belts one day after being champion?
I think it would have been better to have those new belts given to the New Day the night that they broke the record. And then have them lose
lost
it.
Them, yeah. Are you surprised they lost it so soon after breaking the record?
Not really.
Literally like a week later.
WWE has a habit of doing that.
They should have just went to 500 days.
I know.
It's like an impressive, like, do the 500, make it more impossible to break this record. Because when is a team like New Day, when's it going to be in time where another team like New Day is going to come around?
Yep.
Where they're going to be so over where you can run with the tag team championship for that long. Go the 500 days. I don't know what they're worried about. It's the same thing like what? It's been a long time since he said this dude's name on the show.
Over 200 shirts? Is that what he had said? Over 200 pieces of merchandise were created for New Day?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Easily.
Whose name?
CM Punk.
Yeah.
When Punk was well over, so close to 500 days of holding the title, and he was like pushing, hey, let's hold it for five. I'm not asking to hold it for 50 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, and
so
drop it.
I think I brought it up last week that a fan tweeted about John Cena's return, and they asked CM Punk if he was going to spoil it.
Yeah.
I saw that stupid tweet. It's obviously him being a smartass.
Yeah.
Because they said, are you going to show up in Chicago and spoil this? And he goes, oh, definitely. Keep it a secret. Keep it kayfabe. And I saw news sites running with this saying, CM Punk returning to SmackDown?
Oh, my God.
And picking it up as a notable source. I mean, you guys know he's being a smartass, right?
Clickbait.
And that he's already talking about Duke Rufus, his coach, is talking about having another fight ready for him in 5 to 6 months.
Yeah.
So that's just the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I agree. It's dumb.
As I'm looking at a picture of him behind you.
So we were brought, yeah, okay. Still no Emelina. How do you feel about that? Do you think we're going to be kind of just over by the time she shows up?
Yeah, like.
I think they should have brought her last week.
They missed the boat with it, man.
Like, why not bring her? I think they just ran out of time last
week. Now, you know what they're doing? They're turning her into Raw's Eva Marie.
Basically, yeah. Okay, in the UK champion tournament, participants got the list. Tiger
drum
Ali.
Drum roll, please.
That's a weak drum roll. Sorry, yeah, guys. Yeah. Tiger Ali. I'm talking about mine. Oh. Joseph Connors. Jordan Devlin. Pete Dunne. H.C. Dyer. James Drake. Sam Gradwell. Saxon Huxley. Roy Johnson. Dan Maloney. Ringo Ryan. Jack Starrs. Trent Seven. Tucker. Tyler Bate. Chris Tyler. T-Bone. And Wolfgang. Should be a excellent.
So if...
tournament.
They do run a TV
show. I've only
heard
a handful of these guys. Broadcast team will consist of Michael Cole and Nigel McGuinness. It's going to be awesome.
So if they do run their own television show out of the UK, would you like to see UK wrestlers from Raw and SmackDown show up there occasionally?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe get a Finn Balor once in a while, yeah. Get Sheamus once in a while, Jack Gallagher.
I think he should. I mean, he had Finn be part of this announcement.
Yeah. So I think just once in a while. I don't want them on there constantly. But if they're going to run a UK tour, like have those guys pop in for an episode.
Come and kill these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I think it's going to be great. I mean, this is tapping into what WWE's trying to do is like invade the indie market and raid these guys. Not a lot of these guys, I don't know a lot of these guys very well to say like, you know, they're definitely hitting progress really hard right now. A lot of these guys, the only names that stand out to me are Tiger Ali, what's the other, Tyler Bate, Chris Tyler, and Jack Starrs. I think there was another, James Drake, are the only ones I've ever heard of. But as far as like the rest of them, I'm going to be in the same boat with a lot of these people as far as this will be the first time seeing them. And really, I'm excited to see this tournament. I mean, granted, it's only like less than 3 weeks away, which is pretty awesome. So that's gonna be cool. I'm excited to watch this tournament.
So we haven't seen Dana Brooke for a while.
No, we haven't. What's going
on
with Dana Brooke?
Dana Brooke, under her real name Ashley Sabera, has been announced for Fitness International Competition at the 2017 Arnold Sports Festival. So she's probably taken off to train specifically for that.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Which is
to
fine.
See her
we needed a reset on her anyway. We needed to break her away from Charlotte entirely.
Yeah. I like her not being around. I like Charlotte not really having her around too much. Last night on SmackDown, AJ Styles finally defeated James Ellsworth to retain his WWE Championship. Renee Young slapped The Miz after The Miz kind of like talked smacked about
so
her
you know,
and Dean Ambrose.
The rumor is that was off script.
Oh, yeah?
That he was not scripted to bring up her and Dean Ambrose. Because they've apparently, like, she's come out and mentioned their relationship. But they're very tight-lipped about it. He's an extremely personal person.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And he doesn't like his stuff being out there. He doesn't want to be the Nikki and John Cena situation. They don't want all the attention.
Yeah, he's always a little awkward on Total Divas.
So it's been said that Miz's comment was completely off script. And she wasn't supposed to slap him either. That was all gut check reaction.
That's great.
I don't know how much of that is true or not, but I hope it is. Like,
yeah. I love Renee.
Because I was kind of shocked when I saw him do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit. Like, they're going here?
Well, SmackDown is a little... You know, like they're going for it.
Yeah.
SmackDown's going, like, they're pulling no punches and they're
SmackDown was better than Raw this week.
Exactly. Like, you know, you had Natty, you know, drop bitch twice
yep.
in a promo against Nikki. Like, I was just like, really? Natty's saying
Paul
this?
Heyman must be scripting him now.
Natty's going all in this. You know, SmackDown's pulling no punches. They want to be the better show. And right now I'm enjoying SmackDown a lot more than I'm enjoying Raw. So on top of that, Alexa Bliss and got defeated by La Lucha Dora, which turned out was Becky Lynch pulling a Dean Malenko.
Yeah, that's great.
So, good shout out to that. I don't know if anybody else picked up on that or not. So next week we got Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch.
That's what he did with Jericho, wasn't
yeah,
it?
He yeah, he dressed up as Ciclope and beat him with the Texas Cloverleaf. And they're like, Ciclope, just use the Texas Cloverleaf. What's going on? And he takes the mask off and it's Dean Malenko. Great. That was a great storyline. I love the backstage conference with Curt Hawkins, Mojo Riley, and Ryan Phillippe. Where Curt Hawkins called Ryan Phillippe. He thought he was Mark Wahlberg
because yes,
Ryan Phillippe is in the Shooter TV show, and he got it mixed up with the Shooter movie.
Yeah.
And then Mauro Ranallo really makes the mistake and calls him Chad Hawkins. And apparently, this isn't the first time that he's done it. He goes, oh, did I call him Chad again?
He said that.
And JBL is laughing like he's losing it. So if you haven't watched SmackDown.
I didn't get to see that part. I didn't get to see the last.
That's really great. Bit. We had a match between Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin to determine the normal contendership, which ended in a count out. And so now it's a triple threat. AJ Styles, Dolph
Why did
Ziggler,
we have that match? I thought we already had it set.
Because Corbin came out and made the challenge. Dolph, of course, always accepts
he's
the
always
fight.
Always goaded in, yeah.
Yeah, so Dolph accepts the fight, puts the number container on the line, and now it's a triple threat announced for next week. So next week's SmackDown's set to be a good show because I don't have any set matches next week on Raw.
Right.
Which goes to show you, like, SmackDown's going out, setting up matches for the week after. They're always kind of planning ahead.
Yeah.
And Raw just kind of like, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, we're going to see
Sasha
some recaps.
Versus Charlotte.
We got guys you want to watch. You want to watch them?
They're 15 recaps about Roblox that nobody cares about.
Guys, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins
is here.
Hey.
Hey.
Roman
hey.
Reigns.
Don't forget Roman Reigns.
The Shield.
He's here.
Remember the Shield?
We forgot to mention Braun Strowman. Did you mention
everybody.
That he killed everybody?
No, we did. And I left that off.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote it down, but we didn't mention
We made it.
It
to Emelina and we moved on.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman fucking murdered everyone. Do you not see? Okay, so I already see what they're doing here. They're setting him up not to win the Royal Rumble, but to beat Roman's record. That's what we're after here. And I'm going to bet money. I will bet money right now that Bray Wyatt wins this Royal Rumble and it comes down to essentially a couple members of the Wyatt family,
yeah.
Braun Strowman and Bray at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And Bray has the Wyatts eliminate him.
Yeah.
That's
easily.
That's got to be what happens, right?
Yeah.
Even if Bray doesn't win,
I think Braun
that
breaks,
scenario happens after he breaks the record.
I think WWE knows what they have with Roman as far as what's not working.
Yeah. And that's why we've got him out of the Rumble.
And kind of a way to appease the fans. Yeah, and they got him out of the Rumble. He's in the title match.
Yep.
In a stupid shark cage match once again to
Fuck
push
me.
That toy with Jericho up in the cage. But now I got
Jericho's
really
selling it though. I'm enjoying it because
no.
It's Jericho.
It's Jericho. Yeah, he's going to make it work. It's going to work a lot better than Paul Ellering.
I love where he's like, I've got arachnophobia. That's fear of spiders. What do spiders get in the cage?
No, him and Owens are great. And like, yes. Owens is like, why are you getting in the cage? Get out. The door's not closed. He's telling him like,
did we not discuss Mick Foley's terrible shirt? I
oh, no,
it.
He didn't.
It's so good.
Oh, God.
And that leather jacket, that leather sports coat,
oh.
He looks so sleazy, and I love it.
He looked greasy. He looked pretty greasy. You know, there were some good parts about Raw. Like,
it wasn't a bad show, but SmackDown was the better
SmackDown
show.
SmackDown blew it out. I mean, look at my notes compared
Say
to
Raw was
Raw.
A B, SmackDown was an A.
And then, Triple Threat announced for SmackDown next week for the title. Should be a good SmackDown next week. Yeah. Good stuff.
Dig it.
Yeah. We got one question.
Yeah, hit me with the question.
We're
going to
go into the question.
Yeah.
It came from Alex. And Alex commented, do you guys think Ring of Honor will be affected negatively by the signings of Steve Corino and Nigel McGuinness to WWE?
So Steve Corino got signed too?
Steve Corino will be working at the PC.
Nice.
Yep, he's going to be a coach.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be affected.
I think where...
That's an amazing commentary team.
You know what's funny? So regarding
Mr. Wrestling 5.
Regarding Nigel McGuinness. I never kind of
I said commentary, but
I always kind of forgot that he was there. He was the matchmaker.
Yeah.
He was on TV. He had a personality. When he showed up, he was there and he did a good job. But necessary, was his character needed? No.
I'm thinking more of the chemistry between Carino and Kevin Kelly is going to be hurt.
Yes.
I'm sure you're going to find someone great because Kevin Kelly is amazing.
Yes.
All you need is someone smart ass to step in there with him. Mm-hmm. They'll find somebody. But I think Steve Carino is a bigger hit than Nigel McGuinness is.
Yeah. No, I completely agree.
I like Carino.
Yeah, Carino's great, and I'm going to miss him on the commentary table. And we had a lot of fun going back and forth with him at Ring of Honor. I'm going to miss that the next time like Ring of Honor comes into like the area, and we go to a show, and he's not going to be there.
Right.
Because Carino, like being able to sit behind him and hearing them talk was cool.
And hearing him pander to us too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like it's neat, and he does that like at all the shows. You know, so it's kind of. Carino is great on the mic as far as being a great color commentator.
I bought that episode on Ring of Honor TV, and it's expired. And I'm bummed
that we're never going to hear Super Kick again.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
what if the Young Bucks come to WWE? They're going to have to put him in a match.
They're going to have to put him on there, yeah. I know you said it was expired, but I do have it downloaded to my hard drive.
Awesome.
So,
send it to me.
Yeah, I'll just give it to you.
I didn't know you could download it. I just bought it, and it's expired.
Downloaded it.
Yay.
So yeah, thanks for the question, Alex. I did a caption time picture with Bray Wyatt and a talk show host.
Yes.
Got a nice little response from it. Let me check the Facebook. Sorry guys, I should have had this brought up already. Commented. So it's a picture. It might make waves, and if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, you definitely saw the picture. It's a picture of Bray Wyatt on a talk show, like on a morning talk show. And he's sitting very relaxed.
Very seductively.
One leg up on like the coffee table.
His hair pulled back in a ponytail.
And it's a look of Bray Wyatt with a smile on his face. You know, he definitely looks like he's in like hit 'em up mode.
Yeah.
And so Alex said, Wyatt says, run. And then the TV host says, does it look like I run?
That's great.
That's a good one. Carlos run. Or Pi wrote, Wyatt, my eyes are up here. Freddie, follow my buzzard.
It's pretty good.
And Robert Roca wrote, how you doing?
I would say, you want to be my sister Abigail?
Whoa, that's a little dirty.
Yeah, I know.
A little scary. Let me check the Instagram. I don't know if we got anything on Instagram.
You ever worn a sheep mask?
No, we've got some good likes on that. So that's
you ever
stuff.
Worn a sheep mask?
That's kind of scaring me.
You dig dudes in flower shirts?
So
how you like fedoras?
You should have wrote all those in. Come on.
No, save them for the show.
Yeah, I do like them. I think that's about it. So, you know, yeah, good show. Man, we ran through everything pretty fast. We're kind of like at a standstill right now. Do we have any news? Or
so here's what we're going to do now. You and I are going to sit here, and we're going to solidify our categories.
Oh, great.
For our Smarky Awards.
Yes, write them down.
So next week, we are going to take the week off because of the holidays.
Yes.
Matt and I are, we traditionally do this anyway. The week after the holidays, we just kind of take a week to reset. So we will come back on, what's going to be that date, Matt?
January 4th.
January 4th. We'll be back with a new episode of the show. And
January 5th is a Thursday. Sorry.
Thursday. So January 5th, we're terrible at calendars.
Fourth,
the Mayans would be sad.
Hopefully live streaming on the 4th.
Yep. So what we'll do is we'll be back and we will present our Smarky Awards. So
yeah, let's do our categories.
Let's run these through. Our categories are going to
and
be
you wrote them down.
Son of a bitch, I didn't write them down.
Oh,
I tried to write them down as we go through. I wanted to build the list live, and guess who's
unprepared with a pen that doesn't work.
Oh, so we had top male, top female.
Top male, top female.
Top tag team.
Top tag team. Match of the year.
Match of the year. Show of the year.
Show of the year.
Which is like regular TV show.
Yeah.
Special event of the year.
Yep.
And I think underrated.
Underrated and overrated.
And overrated. And that may be it.
I know there was an overrated match of the year.
I think I definitely remember overrated last year. Our overrated was Rusev.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting.
Our underrated was Cesaro, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see who we pick this year. Because I can tell you right now, overrated is not going to Rusev.
No.
I think Rusev's had a great year.
Yeah, he's had a great year.
So, yeah, we'll definitely do our Smarkies the first week of January.
I'm trying to think if there was any more.
We'll solidify what we'll do since I know you said that you had it. We'll list our categories.
I said I was going to have it, but we'll list our categories. My wife wanted to go shopping and shit, so I didn't get to compile it
happy
before
wife,
I came home.
Happy wife, yeah. Happy life. So we'll solidify the categories, put them up on Facebook, and let you guys know what we're going
to
vote.
And then I want you guys to vote, too.
Yeah, you guys definitely put in your top.
Actually, what we'll do is we'll post them after at the same time the show hits.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody else's votes or anything to influence ours.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
So I want to know, you know, and don't let our votes influence yours. I want to know your opinion. But I don't want either one of us to have any time. And we're not going to necessarily, Matt and I probably aren't going to agree on a lot of these. We may agree on a lot, but Matt and I are each going to present our awards. So we each choose a winner and go from there. So we'll post our winners on Facebook and Twitter. We'll post, we'll put a graphic up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'll have it all posted for everybody.
The Smarkies.
The Smarkies. We need a little award. I'm going to put it together an awards intro.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like the Oscars or something.
That'd be cool.
A little award to play as we in, or a little song to play as we announce each person.
It'll be fun to do.
I hope Kanye West gets on there and tells me that Junkyard Dog was the best wrestler of all time.
I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Junkyard Dog was the best wrestler of all time.
That's horrible. Please don't do that.
But Coco Beware was the best wrestler of all time.
I'm trying to find my outro.
I don't
keep
know
stalling.
Else.
Keep stalling.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Virgil was the best manager of all time.
I found it.
I love, someone sent me a picture of Kanye West and Donald Trump.
I know
when they walked out of Trump Tower and they had Virgil and the Million Dollar Man right underneath it.
Oh, that's hilarious. I did get that.
I can dig that. I can see that pairing.
I feel like so much happened, but we're obviously forgetting. I think that we covered everything. Right.
Let me make sure I don't have any other news. I save stuff periodically.
Yeah, I don't think as far as, because it's kind of slow towards the end of the year. And I don't even feel like next week's Raw is going to be a good one. You know, there's not even any hype behind it as far as like, it's the end of the year Raw. New Year Raw. Happy New Year. So we'll just see what happens.
We're going to a Raw event.
Yeah. We'll be going to a Raw event the end of January.
Yeah, I haven't told my kids
Hobbs.
Yet. So what I'm doing.
So I'm going to keep it on down.
I've got five different boxes that go box inside of a box inside of a box inside of a box.
Nice.
And I'm going to wrap all of them and have the tickets.
Did you see that post where it says wrap empty boxes up for Christmas presents? And if your kids get out of line, throw it outside or burn it. So, yeah, you should do that too.
I guess I don't have any.
Yeah, it's all good.
Did you share this? The live events rules?
No.
Okay. So, oh, man. So somebody shared this and I snagged it somewhere. It's rules for live events.
Pull the mic closer.
And these are as of December 11th. This is a live event, Saturday, December 10th, and Sunday, December 11th. Rules are referees should not play a factor in finishes. It is important to keep their credibility. Do not compromise the referees or put them in compromising situations. Please make sure all talent do not go to the top ropes during their entrances. Please do not let talent stall too much, especially during the first match. No impromptu talent promos. Promos must be approved ahead of time by Michael Hayes or by LE agent, producer, and talent must run through promo content by an agent or producer and agent. Producer must approve. No one is to do the yay boo stuff except John Cena. Producer agent note, no low blows. Also, any use of chairs, tables, or other objects must be approved first. Also, agents need to approve heels taking a walk during their matches and limit the matches or limit to the top matches only. Refs and producers, if talent takes a bad bump or seems to have hurt themselves, please stop the match and check on the talent. If the ref is unsure if the talent is okay, wave ringside doctor in to check the talent, all while moving the opponent to a neutral corner. If the doctor deems the talent unable to continue, stop the match and have talent. I'm trying to read through, see if there's anything else more notable about it. If we do a ref bump during the match, have the ref bump to the floor, have a second referee come down to finish the match. Please do not have the ref that was bumped remain in the ring, peeking to see when he should get up and finish the match. If the talent is opened up and you must stop the match later in the show, if the cut is closed and the bleeding is stopped, it is okay to send the heel back out to cut a promo bragging about their victory and send the babyface to the ring in the spirit of 66 or 76 them to make the comeback and finish. So I guess this is all for live events. And this was all written by producers Jamie Noble and Devon is what it says.
Interesting. Good stuff. Kind of makes sense. That's why a lot of it does. That's how you see at live events where if somebody gets hurt, they just end the match.
And at the notes, it says VKM notes for live events. So those were all. So the top ones, the first I started reading, were all per Vince. So the John Cena stuff, it was all per Vince. The rest of it regarding referees and everything were all by the producer. Given to talent who want to suck it up and continue the match. The talent's well-being always comes first. Never let an opponent attack their injured opponent to get heat.
That's very, very interesting.
Pretty interesting.
It's good stuff. I like it.
Approve everything by Michael P.S. Hayes. If you are a female, do not approach Michael P.S. Hayes.
Exactly. You might want to take you out for drinks. On that note.
He fingers his belly button and looks at you and says, you won't get pregnant.
Remember, guys, you can send us your questions.
I was a free bird.
Follow us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on Twitter as well. Follow Jeremy at JVader82.
You ever been to Bad Street, USA?
You can follow me at Mateo83. Search for the Smart Marks fan page on Facebook and like it. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. Show us your favorite memes. Send us questions. Go crazy. Also, look for us on Tumblr and Instagram. And if you don't use any of the above and avoid social media altogether, you can still email us your questions too. smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Remember, you can stream, download, and rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, and provergamer.com, Google Play, and I think maybe some other sites like iHeartRadio. I'm not too sure. I'll have to get a shout out from Tricky Mick. And hey, do you have any shout outs before we end the show?
Shout out to myself.
Good job. On top of that, guys, if you shop at Amazon, go to provengamer.com, click on the Amazon link there, and that'll help keep the show running because you know what? We're able to provide the show for free. We're able to do the show for free.
For free.
I don't have to pay anymore to do the show, which is amazing. And having Amazon being a sponsor helps us do that. So be sure to go to provengamer.com, use that Amazon link
that's
there.
Mishmash, you know that. Yeah.
Use the Amazon link at provergamer.com and I'll click back a little bit more to provergamer.com. Thanks for tuning in and downloading. Peeps, once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.